Every day this week, we've been creating a new holiday classic. A story so beautiful, you'll pass it on for generations to come. I started by naming it Christmas on a Crate, and I wrote chapter one. Then, on Tuesday, producer John came in with chapter two. Chapter three was Sean on Thursday, and today is the grand finale of the story, and I can't wait to hear it, Raven.
Oh my gosh, I gotta tell you, this has been more stressful than I thought it would be, but away we go.
Christmas is on a crate. 'Twas the night before Christmas, and Javier was in a panic. He waited anxiously in bed until he knew that his wife was sound asleep. And he creeped out of bed, and he walked down the stairs. The stairs were old and creaky. He hoped he wouldn't wake his wife up. But here's the thing. He had asked his wife what she wanted for Christmas, and there was only one thing that she had asked for. And he found it. He found it online. Of course, he had ordered it weeks ago, but it was on a shady website and it had not yet arrived. He turned his computer on.
You've got mail.
And then he could not believe the email that he saw. The email read in broken English that the item was stuck at sea somewhere in the Pacific Ocean. Producer John, take it away for chapter two.
Chapter two, Javier was distraught. How was he ever going to get his wife the gift on time? Up in the clear night sky, there was a bright, shining star. So Javier made a wish. He wished that somewhere, somehow, his wife's gift would magically appear at his home by Christmas time. As Javier made his wish, somewhere out in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, the box containing his wife's gift began to shake until suddenly the top of the box popped open. End of chapter two.
All right, producer Sean, we're ready for chapter three. Let's do it.
Chapter three. Suddenly, the gift Javier had bought his wife floated out of the box and up into Santa's lowrider sleigh. It was old Saint Nick and his Christmas magic, helping Javier ensure his gift would reach his wife in time for Christmas because Santa knew Javier couldn't spend another night on the living room couch for forgetting his wife's gift. Plus, Santa thought it was a good reason to test out his brand new 2022 reindeerless model sleigh.
It's got a ho-ho-hemi.
Santa was in a mad dash to make it to Javier's house in time to place his wife's gift under the tree.
Skrr-skrr!
But Santa had one last obstacle to overcome. End of chapter three.
Chapter four. Kris Kringle had been breaking land speed records for most of the night in his reindeerless, hemi-powered sleigh, not only to ensure Javier received his wife's gift in time, but for all the deserving children to have their presents. Storage was made easy thanks to the surprisingly roomy trunk space.
Fits two full-size suitcases.
As he crested a ridge, he saw them. Porch pirates and South Pole elves lining the driveway, blocking his way. Knowing violence is never the answer, Santa deployed his heavy bass beats from the booming system in his sleigh. As they quickly dispersed, he was met at the door by a relieved Javier. And as quickly as he arrived, he then drove off. Just as Javier glimpsed St. Nick's taillights round the corner, his wife called from their bedroom to see about all the commotion. "Who was that, dear?" "It's nothing," as he smiled silently and slid into bed. Happy her home medic's foot spa had arrived in time, he dreamt of relieved bunions and planter's warts, and of a very Merry Christmas indeed.
It was a foot spa?
Of course, man. I mean, he doesn't know what to get her. If it's not going to be a vacuum.
That's what she asked for? A foot spa?
Yeah, it's got one of them spinning pumice stones on the top of it, too. I mean, it's very special.